From Minnesota Public Radio News, I'm Perry Finelli. Today's State House vote to end Minnesota's longtime ban on Sunday liquor store sales has shifted attention to the Senate. The House vote was 85 to 45. The Senate Commerce Committee is scheduled to take up a Sunday sales bill on Wednesday. Republican Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka says he's been told there are enough votes in the committee to send it to the full Senate. Gazelka says he plans to take a vote on the bill sooner rather than later.
Without a doubt, each year it feels like there's more and more people that want to pass it, and I'm talking about legislators. And so, you know, that's why I think it's going to happen, but I'm not trying to force it to happen, nor am I stopping it. I likely will still be a no vote, but that doesn't mean I don't think it won't pass.
The Senate bill differs slightly from the House version. It would prevent liquor stores from opening on Sundays before 11 a.m. rather than 10 a.m. It also prevents wholesalers from soliciting orders or merchandising on Sundays. State Republican lawmakers are moving to shift federal funds away from a planned light rail route between Minneapolis and southwestern suburbs. Legislation introduced today would instead try to shift the $900 million in federal money to be used on general road and bridge repair statewide. The Southwest Light Rail Transit Project is expected to cost roughly $2 billion total. It's part of a continuing push by GOP legislators to block transit projects and curb the power of Governor Mark Dayton's appointed Metropolitan Council. And it also highlights Republican efforts to drum up more money for a transportation package. Republicans say they hope President Trump's administration would approve the transfer. The state forecast calls for decreasing clouds and areas of fog tonight. Still a chance of showers in the east. Lows generally in the 30s around the state. Right now in the Twin Cities, skies are cloudy. Some areas of fog. The temperature is 53. This is Minnesota Public Radio News at 6:06.